We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a happy Father's Day to you from all of us here at InfoWars on this Sunday, June 16th, 2024. If you're a father in the audience, whether you're listening live or recorded later, we hope that you had a wonderful day, a special day in some way, shape, or form. And to the others listening, we hope you did something special for your father on such an occasion, even if it is just a little act to show them some love. All right, let me tell you what we have coming up today on the Alex Jones Show. We are going to be hearing from Alex, who delivered a speech today at the TPUSA Action event in Detroit, Michigan, where Trump also spoke. We're going to have the entirety of the Alex Jones speech coming up in this first hour. So in about 30 or so minutes from now, we're going to hear the entire Alex Jones speech from this morning. Great to see him welcomed at a TPUSA event on the stage with a big applause. And then also, we're going to have some of President Trump's speech from the same event as well. That's going to be in the second hour. So we'll have the full Jones speech from the TPUSA event, and then we'll have the clips, the highlights from the Trump speech as well, coming up for you in the second hour. We're also going to get into the issue that the Democrats have right now that they're debating internally and publicly on some of their propaganda outlets like CNN. What are the Democrats going to do about Joe Biden? He's a major problem, and he could cost them not just the White House, but the House of Representatives and the Senate. Do they replace him? How can they replace him? What's the latest? We'll get into that as well. I also have some news that we're going to cover here on the desk. So quite a bit to get into. But as I'm going to get into as well later, we really have both parties to blame for the mess that our country is in. There's no doubt about that. We have both parties to blame for the situation at the southern border and the economy and everything else. There's no doubt about it. Now, one party might be more responsible than the other, but And we know who we're talking about. The Republicans have let the Democrats get away with all of this. Let's just be honest. They've let them get away with the open border invasion, and they've let them get away with destroying our major cities. So the Republicans are to blame, too, for sitting by and watching it. And so you kind of feel bad because there are some good members of Congress that call it like it is, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So we let Marjorie Taylor Greene take us to the first break today, and then I'll rejoin with the news, calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci.
In Washington, D.C., and I'll never forget when the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, brought in nearly 30,000 National Guardsmen and turned our Capitol complex into a military base. And you weren't allowed in there. The American people weren't allowed in there. And then they proceeded to shut down the country over COVID. They masked school children. They shut down schools. They closed beaches. They silenced your speech. They kicked you off social media. They attacked the very core of our freedoms, all for a virus that they made in a lab in Wuhan, China. And yes, Dr. Anthony Fauci should be tried for crimes against humanity. Well, I can assure you, if I have anything to do with it, we will lock him up. He belongs in prison.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
With you live on this Sunday, June 16th, 2024, 140 days to go to the presidential election. A happy Father's Day to the fathers in the audience. Yes, the Alex Jones Show is live today from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. With another epic week, InfoWars guaranteed at least another 2 weeks on air. And then we go through the same loop-de-loops and corkscrews and 100-foot drop roller coasters that we've been on here at InfoWars for quite some time, to be frank. Quite some time indeed. You kind of just get used to it after you've ridden the roller coaster for so long. But an honor to be here with you today. Now, I explained what we have coming up in the opening segment, but again, just briefly for those that don't get the opening five-minute segment, we're going to be talking about the issue the Democrats have running Joe Biden. Do they replace him? Highlights from Donald Trump's speech at the Turning Point event this weekend. In about 20 minutes, we're going to play the entire Alex Jones speech. Alex Jones also gave a speech at Turning Point this morning, and so we're going to air that entire speech coming up in about 20 minutes. But now getting into the news and reflecting on what Marjorie Taylor Greene just said, this is the result of an awakening that's been going on. And there's kind of a bunch of different angles to look at this. But generally speaking, it's a realization of how corrupt your media is. It's a realization of how corrupt your politicians are. It's a realization of how corrupt your government is. And a lot of these realizations have come to fruition really since Joe Biden took office because the economy is so out of control. Your major metropolitan areas are so out of control. Your bureaucrats are so out of control. So it's impossible to ignore that. It's impossible to ignore it anymore. And most reasonable people have traced the source, if you're looking at it through the lens of American politics, and the source is the Democrat Party. Every single time. It's their open border policies. It's their high tax policies. It's their energy regulations, slashing policies. I guess they give you more regulations. They slash your ability to access energy would be the better way to put it. People see this. They know it. A lot of it gets blamed on Joe Biden. He might not even know where he is. But we'll talk about the Biden issue coming up. So Marjorie Taylor Greene getting a round of applause for excoriating Anthony Fauci is one example. Here's another example of a Detroit community leader talking about what they're doing to the military right now and what a joke it is because they're prioritizing, I don't even know, it's such a disgrace, but how do you even quantify it? They're prioritizing sodomy over preparedness in the United States military. I mean, that'd be one way to put it, certainly. So here's a local vocal leader in Detroit talking about this in clip 13.
I look at how Joe Biden became the president and allowed Afghanistan to collapse and allowed our soldiers to die it angers me. And we had a president who loved our soldiers, and we need to put our president back in office. And I just want to know, President Trump, please don't allow our soldiers to walk around wearing red high heel shoes.
Now look, I'm not some big military guy. I have members of the military that were in my family, like my grandparents. Military service was never really something I thought about. And so I'm not like a big military guy who looks at things from a military perspective at all times. But from a pragmatic perspective, from a patriotic perspective, Like I'm not over here saying, you know, I want to go crush these people or crush this country or use the military might, the force that we have to do it. But patriotically, pragmatically, yeah, I want the best, the brightest who want to serve in the military to serve. I want to have the most badass troops. I want to have badass Navy SEALs that can get a job done. I want to have badass Black Ops, Special Ops that can go in and get a job done and leave no trace. As a patriotic American and a pragmatic American, yeah, I want to have the most elite military, and I believe we could have that capability. We are nowhere near that, folks. Not anymore. The damage done by Obama, we might have been able to remedy it a little bit with 4 years of Trump, but we're right back to where the damage was, maybe worse under Joe Biden. It's bad. We are not prepared for a battle. And that's not to say there aren't very capable people still in the military. But it's in a real bad place. And Russia is actually battle-hardened. Russia is battle-hardened, and they're trained well. And by the way, they're not telling their troops about gay sex and how to have transsexual surgeries that they're going to pay for. People are joining the Russian military because they want to be in the military or they want to fight. People are joining the U.S. military because they want to get a scholarship to college. People are joining the U.S. military because they just need a job. People are joining the U.S. military because they want to become a citizen. People are joining the U.S. military because they want to have their transsexual surgeries paid for. You see the problem? So that's what's going on here. And when you start running around and your military ads are all about gay pride, and your military leadership is all liberal, leftist, progressive propaganda messaging, you're no longer going to have the best and the brightest serving in the military. So, I mean, again, I'm not like a military guy, but I have a patriotic response to it. Like this documentary just came out called Blue Angels, and I watch these guys and gals now, and I watch everything they go through in the preparation for the Blue Angels and the formations that they have to get in. And I mean, they're flying these jets, these Hornets, within 12 inches of one another in formation, braking, corkscrewing, flipping, and all the training it takes to get to that point, get on the team, and then be in the show. And I'm like, yeah, like that's badass. That's Americana. That's what I want. It's like, that's who I want to go and shake their hand and say, you're awesome. You represent my country well. Thank you. That's badass. That's what we should promote. That's what should be running in ads for the Navy. But instead they give you gay pride flags and transsexual surgeries and red high heels. That's gay. That's weak. That's pathetic. Give me the guy who dedicates 8 months of the year to flying a jet 12 inches away from five other jets, and then does 10 flips and a corkscrew. No. They don't promote that. They don't show you the badass tradition of that. They show you gay pride. And that's why the movie Maverick was so popular. Because we get inundated with all this leftist BS in the military messaging. And then here comes this movie Maverick, and it's like, oh yeah, American pilots are badass. It's like, oh yeah, the American military is badass. Look at what they can do. This is awesome. This is cool. Because what you get from Mark Milley, oh, white people are bad. What you get from Lloyd Austin, oh, we're really prioritizing gay pride. That just makes you sick. That just makes you sick. Oh, and if you want a clue that they're getting ready to send you to war, look, this is so unbelievable. I don't even know how to properly report this. Senate committee sneaks provision into NDAA allowing women to be drafted. So they're actually talking about bringing back the draft. The 2025 National Defense Authorization Act has now added a provision that initiates mandatory selective service registration for American women. Ho ho! Yeah. You think all those feminists? We want equality. We want equity. We want to be treated the same. All right, you've just been drafted into war. Oh, they pick up a broom and learn how to use a washing machine real fast. Oh, look, I've got a sandwich here now. Yeah. Well, you get what you asked for, I guess. But this whole thing is disgusting. Now, you can go plug in to a search engine today, draft, selective service, all this stuff, and it's not just in America. They're doing it in Europe, and they're doing it in the United States of America. So I don't know if they're really planning for a larger war with Russia or a larger war with China. But if you look at history, that's where this leads. Now, what's sad is you could make an argument in the past, perhaps. Now, I'm not for a draft. I'm not for forced service. But you could make an argument in the past, and it's been made in the past, why it was necessary to have that. But the realization now is you're not fighting for your country anymore. You're fighting for some central bankers. You're fighting for some foreign policy. You're fighting for some global government corporate agenda. You're fighting for some corrupt sons of bitches and bastards in Washington, D.C. that are laundering money and weapons and have their own agendas. You're going to fight and die for them, and now you're going to be forced into that? This isn't you're forced into military because if you don't fight, you know, your country's going to be invaded or conquered or something. That's not happening. It's the very people that are sending you to war to die that are the ones destroying your country, conquering your country, opening your borders, and then they send you to die. They're going to send American men and women to die, and then they're going to replace them with third world dregs that they're bringing in here. So even arguments from the past that would say, well, we need a draft for this or that, no, they do not hold water here. But the fact that they're talking about it and putting it into these bills and these provisions tells me, yeah, they really want a larger war with Russia, maybe China, who knows, and they're going to force you to go. And you know, Jesse Ventura, who I think is a great American, and just against the entire political system, and that's why he was against Trump. I don't know if he still is, but it's why he was. He's kind of one of those purists that if you represent the Democrats or the Republicans, you're just total dirt to him. So I respect that to a certain degree. And I don't have to agree with everybody. But, you know, he gave a speech recently. I'm going to play it tomorrow on the War Room. I didn't send it to the crew. But he gave a speech recently about this. And it was just so perfect about how when he got back from Vietnam, because he was a young man, he was 19, and he realized how screwed up the whole thing is. And so he requested to go back, and they wouldn't let him. And he was explaining how he realized how the whole system is corrupt with this, and that you're not even fighting for your country overseas anymore. You're fighting for special interests. You're fighting for central banks. You're fighting for some corrupted foreign policy with some corrupted bureaucrats and politicians want. And there were some other things. So I'll probably play that on the war room tomorrow. But to me, that's the sign that, yeah, they're gearing up for a larger war, and they want you to die in it. But they'll replace you with illegal immigrants. Don't worry. Speaker Mike Johnson said illegal immigrants allowed in by President Biden's border chaos are showing up at government offices to sign up for benefits and services. And when they do, they're being prodded to sign up to vote. Oh, really? Thank you, Mike Johnson. And you're the Speaker of the House. You're like, I mean, easily top five most powerful people in Washington, D.C., if not top three. What are you doing about it? Oh, that's right. Nothing. You're helping. You're aiding and abetting in this crime, aren't you, Mike Johnson? Yeah. You know, Mike, you had a really low bar set by Kevin McCarthy. All you had to do was be better than Kevin McCarthy, and you found a way to be worse. I'd rather have Kevin McCarthy than you. How pathetic is that? Now, I don't blame the Freedom Caucus for ousting Kevin McCarthy. I'd say that it was still the right move, despite the disaster that Mike Johnson has been. So this isn't a knock on the people that removed McCarthy. I think that was the right thing. You go from a known factor, McCarthy doing nothing for you, to an unknown factor, maybe the next guy will do something for you. Well, it turns out the next guy did worse. That was the chance you took. It is what it is. So Speaker Johnson sits here and talks about the issues with the open border all day long. He's done nothing to stop it. Non-citizens caught voting in United States elections. Here's how they did it. Oh, yeah, because we don't know. Oh, they just signed a policy to let everybody in. And then Barack Obama said years ago, we're going to give them all the illegals amnesty. We're going to have them voting. And there's all these clips going viral of interviews where he's talking about it. Joe Biden did it. Folks, they've already brought in hundreds of thousands of voters. They're already letting them vote in local elections. And in 2028, that's their big push. See, they brought in probably 10 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. There's probably 30 million illegal immigrants in this country, maybe more, that are ineligible to vote. They want to give, I mean, they'd love to give all 30 of them amnesty tomorrow. They'd love to give all 30 million of them citizenship status tomorrow and have them voting for Democrats. It's their way to conquer the country. They're using third world dregs to conquer the country, to steal your money and cancel out your vote. And that's why they have all these Democrat lawyers teaching them everything, Democrat propaganda saying vote for Democrats. That's why they come across the border and they say, thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. Because that's what they're being taught. Seattle to allow non-citizens to join police department. So that's their next move. They bring in all the non-citizens. They have them working for the UN, NGO groups. They have them working for the police departments. They have them working in the military. Because you say, well, gee, what U.S. citizen is going to sign up to go take the guns from citizens? They're gun confiscation. There's no way they can do that. They can't get a U.S. citizen to do that. Oh, they don't have to. Because they'll get the 30 million non-citizens. They'll get 30 million illegal aliens to sign up to be police, military, UN, and they'll go door to door to take your weapons. They'll go door to door to steal your guns from you, confiscate your firearms. And then the Democrats enact their full tyranny. Then they really make you enslaved with the energy policies and you can't eat steak or drive a car. Force you to go to their propaganda schools. And you know, you notice how they always make the big push to take your guns when there's a school shooting, right? Well, except when it was a leftist trans person that does the shooting. And the full manifesto is out now. It's bad. Nashville journalist faces jail time over trans school shooter manifesto leak. Yeah, they don't want you to see that. They don't want you to see how a leftist gay ally, a pride flag waving liberal, wrote a manifesto about how much he, she wanted to kill children. and they just want you to pass over all these transgender shooters because it makes the left look bad. Don't you know? So then they go after the journalist for putting it out there. Now, if it was any other situation than a liberal ally, trans ally murdering children, they would be the ones reporting on it. They would be the ones making it the number one story. They would be the ones sharing the manifesto. But because it makes the left look bad as it's one of their own allies, they won't do it. And you're not supposed to know about the Nashville school shooting because a liberal did it. A trans ally did it. A gay pride flag waving Democrat did it. So you don't get to, you know, you tell the truth about that. You put out the manifesto about that. You're going to jail, bud. You're going to prison, son. Oh, a school shooter. We should let people know what led to it. Here, look at the manifesto, bragging about wanting to kill people. Look, it was a trans individual. Look, it was a pride ally. I'm going to get this out to the public. The hell you are. We're going to shut you down and we're going to imprison you. Unbelievable. That's how sick these people are. Global economic crisis. Saudi Arabia dumps the dollar. Yeah, this is big news. The petrodollar, the deal that's been made internationally that's kept the U.S. dollar so strong, our economy so strong, could all be in the tank thanks to Joe Biden. And it's not even that, I mean, they could keep these deals going with good policies. Biden's just not interested, and he's just such a scumbag too, so I mean, that's what you get. So beware of BRICS, beware of Russia, Saudi Arabia teaming up, China teaming up to crash the U.S. dollar. Just be prepared for that. And then maybe they'll just lock you down again, lead to a bunch of suicides. And especially now that they know it, they want you dead anyway. Suicidal behaviors increased over 50% in Spanish region due to lockdowns. Young women and minors worst affected. Yep. Oh, so the eugenists that run our country, the globalists that are doing the population control, they're saying, ooh, lockdowns? Let's see. Look at everything we got from this pandemic. We released a virus that killed some people, but our treatments in the hospitals, they were so scared of the virus, our treatments in the hospitals killed most of them, so that was pretty good. They walked right into that death trap. And then the lockdowns, they killed themselves too. Well, this is beautiful. We gotta gear up another one of these viruses. Wow, we culled so many people. And they look at it long term, because if you kill yourself, it's not just that you just killed yourself, you just killed your entire genealogy. You just killed all the potential lineage you would leave behind. You just killed your entire bloodline. And that's what these vampires that have conquered our country and our planet, that's how they view it. They want to wipe your bloodline off the map. These are demons. These are vampires that we're dealing with. And they're gearing up for something big, man. They're gearing up for a financial collapse. I don't know if another pandemic is their next big play, or maybe they have some weather weapon they're going to hit us with and then tell you need to be a slave to climate change. But these vampires that have their grips on our planet got something big planned for us. So prepare yourself for that. But if we can get them off our backs, the future is bright. All right, coming up next, Alex Jones' full speech at the TPUSA event. You're not going to want to miss it. Classic Alex Jones, and then right back here in studio on this Father's Day.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know I've promised you all a special guest today. You may be thinking, my brother was out here as my special guest, and he's a special guy, of course. We love Kevin. But there's another man. There's a man who taught us many things. A man that is hated even more by the media, all those media back there, even more than Donald Trump. Even more than us, a man who taught us that there's a war on for your mind. A man who taught us that if you are listening to this, you are the resistance. And a man who taught us that the answer to 1984 is 1776. Let's play the video.
Censored man in England. Trump. They're waging war against civilization and society to break our old system to bring in something even worse.
This is part of a global awakening to a new world order.
It's all about breaking our will.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. 1776.
1776. 1776. 1776.
Just 3 or 4 days ago, the great folks at Turning Point Action invited me out here. I'm very blessed and honored to be here. We are in the very center, the TCF Center, where almost 4 years ago in the dead of night, they stole the election, not just from our amazing president, but from us. And it is very, very poignant and important and a message to the globalists that we are here now in the very same building, 100 yards from where the trucks came in at 2 a.m. and with the fake ballots. And we come right back to this territory and we say, we are turning this whole country red. We're restoring the republic and we're bringing down the New World Order.
USA, 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 USA.
Now, we have an incredible champion in President Trump. And he is going to win in a landslide so big they're not going to be able to steal it. It's so big they can't rig it. Too big to rig. That's what all the numbers and facts show. But I want to just talk briefly about who our enemies are. They are globalist, transhumanist, world government, and only America stands in their way. And in just the last few months, as you know, across the world, from Latin America to Australia to New Zealand to Eastern Europe to Western Europe to Canada, in every major election, the conservative, populist, anti-New World Order parties are winning and taking over. And Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF that basically runs the UN, has had to resign, and there is massive pressure on our arrogant enemies everywhere. They are not as arrogant as they used to be. But we have got to be peaceful in the next 140 days. They're going to try to stage civil unrest. They're going to try to bill it as a civil war. They're going to try to absolutely pull out all the stops and expand war with Russia. They are going to do everything they can to continue to crash the economy because they are in direct war with we the people. So this fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. The New World Order is ultra-rich, anti-capitalist monopoly families and banks like BlackRock that literally want to end the open free society and consolidate total control and colonize your mind and your family and your spirit. And they are not atheists. They are transhumanists that believe they're going to be God. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet, who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human. And President Trump is a great man, super smart, amazing. He wanted to turn the country around. He's pro-human. He's pro-free market. He's pro-family. He's pro-freedom. He's pro-security. But he's even said it himself. When he got in almost 8 years ago, he had no idea how bad the corruption was, how these people would lie right to his face over and over and over again. But now, coming back in 140 days, President Trump is born again hard, and he knows the facts, and he is going to go after that deep state and remove the deep state coup that's been over America. And you can...
Alex, I have to ask you, and I'm going to interview you for a minute. Alex, what do you think they'll do to President Trump between now and Election Day?
You're reading my mind.
What will they do to him?
God literally gave us Donald Trump, imperfect as most men or women that God raises up in history. But he is a man of steel. He is a man who has ice water in his veins. He is a man who gets stronger under attack. And so they have already put him through hell with all these show trials and rigged courts, civil and criminal. And they are going to try to assassinate President Trump. Make no mistake about that. They are going to try to pull out all the stops. And so we've got to pray for President Trump many times a day. And we've got to bust our rear ends to get out there in America, because the people are waking up and they're ready to become fully awake, and let them know that the WF and the UN and Bill Gates have said they're bringing new lockdowns, more forced injections. They're cutting off the farms. They're cutting off the energy. And if you think the economy in free fall right now is bad, it is going to be 10 times worse. So this is existential. We are at war with the globalists, and we must now recognize that this is a war. This is just as important as 1776, and in the context of the population of the world, the weapons we have now, it is more important. This is a continuation of the fight between free, open society, world government. And the left represents the most evil, wicked, anti-free market corporations on the planet, led by BlackRock, that thinks it controls your life. But not just here. All over the world, the public's getting educated about central bank digital currencies and ESGs and social credit scores. And all over the United States, governors and attorney generals and people like Ken Paxton from the great state of Texas are moving against the globalists to pull public funds and pension funds out of these globalist corporations that try to control our lives and try to control our behavior, as Larry Fink said.
Let me tell you something about Alex. The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him.
Well,
they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Well, thank you. But if it wasn't for people like Jack Posobiec supporting me when I was under attack, or Tucker Carlson, or people like Joe Rogan, but all of folks like you, they would have taken me down. They saw me as a symbol of a populace that had their number, understood their plan, and that if the information got out, the world would awaken and they would be defeated. But if they think they've got a problem with Alex Jones and all the lies and all the disinformation and all the show trials and all the rigging, imagine their horror now when they've got twin Godzillas of Donald Trump coming after him, and now Elon Musk goes to the World Government Summit at the WEF last year, and he says, your world government's dead on arrival, it's totalitarian, it's anti-human, and we're going to have a pro-human future. And when I interviewed him for 2.5 hours a few months ago, I said, Elon, should we not call it Team Humanity against Team Satan, against Team New World Order? And he said, yes, let's launch Team Humanity. Team Humanity.
Team Humanity.
Team Humanity.
Team Humanity.
Team Humanity.
Team Humanity. Alex, I love that, because what you're doing is you're uniting all of humanity. They are the unhumans. They are unhumans because that is what they do. They want to unhuman us. They want to rob us of our liberty. They want to rob us of our identity, of our culture, of our language, of our faith, everything that makes us actual, spiritual, connected beings in this world. They want us atomized. They want us to be insectoids. They want us to eat the insectoids. They want us to live. Will you eat the bugs?
No.
Will you live in the pod?
No. Absolutely. And now the battle lines are being drawn.
Are you going to let them turn the frogs gay?
Are you going to let them brainwash and take your children? And that's what this is about. We are pro-human, old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, everybody that has red blood, that loves God and wants a pro-human future. And as long as we get that message out, and as long as we don't support the globalists and all these anti-human systems they're putting out, we are going to win. And when we take back America, we're going to start the project to take back the world, not through force, but through intellectual and spiritual power under Christ, under God. And we are going to launch the next project of 1776 worldwide. 1776 worldwide human liberty in a declaration against tyranny. And you quoted me earlier, and it's a powerful saying. I was covering Bilderberg in 2006 in Canada, back when the media still said it didn't exist. They'd arrested me, held me in a jail cell for a day. They released me, and this famous British economist, I later knew he was famous, he died a little while after, came to me, and he'd been head of one of their parties, and he goes, I'm a mathematician and economist, but Alex, you need to understand that you need to quantify what's happening political into mathematics, and I have a slogan for you. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And he's in my film Endgame. You can look him up. But that's really it. The answer to their 1984 anti-human, dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying, no, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I told the globalists this 1,000 times, and I'll say it again, going back 20 years ago, speaking to a crowd of 10,000 people at a movie premiere of one of my films in New York. This was a diverse crowd, conservative, liberal, old, young, you name it. And I said, listen, if we just warn people about the New World Order plan, which was all on record and progressing at that point, once they go into full operational phase, which they're in now, under Agenda 2030 that launched in 2020, there'll be a lot of credibility and we won't be caught with our feet flat. So I went on to say, so I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They declared war on us. They're attacking us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser.
Alex, with the last couple of minutes we have, tell all the people here and the millions watching at home, what can we do? What can we do as activated individuals to prepare for the coming battle?
Pray, ask God for discernment, lead God and direct you. And then start small. Just go to your church and speak. Go speak at your work. Go to rallies. Support President Trump and just be a volunteer for poll watching. Many hands make light work. And the globalists are going to try to cause civil unrest. They build a race war. They try to turn into a civil war, especially once he gets reelected. There'll be 79 days of hell. He will be reelected. They can't stop it. I believe if we work hard, it's done if we show up. But as soon as he is President-elect, the 79 days between then and 20th, 2025, they are going to roll out the stops and try to trigger a race war. And that's a total lie and a fraud. And we're all waking up and coming together. But that's why they got movies about civil war and they're hyping it. And all the Democrat Party operatives are claiming there's white militias hiding in the bushes. They're going to come kill people. So we've got to get ahead of that narrative. We have to stop Biden. Starting World War III is a distraction. They are that desperate because there is a global, worldwide political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. We want a pro-human future under God with justice and liberty and freedom. And again, we are not going to submit to this anymore. They thought they were intimidating us for the last 20 years, attacking and demonizing conservatives and Christians and populists. but really they were intimidating people. We were asleep. Now they're bullying us and we're awake. So they're trying to bully a huge giant. They've got a tiger by the tail, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
He keeps giving us time. They must like it.
I've got a lot of points here, but I just want to say something right now.
By the way, he comes to me, he goes, Jack, how much time do I got? I got like a little speech here. I got to prepare. I was like, Alex, I thought you'd just come out and talk. He's like, no, I got a lot to say, Jack. I got a lot to say. So, Alex, what do you think? Should we let him talk? All right, let's let him talk. Have at it.
Well, I like you interviewing me too, Jack. I mean, look, I cannot express to you how epic the time is right now. You don't need me to tell you that. You can see it. You can feel it. You see the enemies of humanity, these mercenaries that have sold their soul to this tyranny. They're desperate. They have fear in their eyes because they know all the incredible crimes they have committed. And so that's why they're a cornered animal. And that's why they're so dangerous. But when we talk about President Trump, he says it all the time. They're not coming after him. They've got to get through him to get to us. And that's totally true. They're not trying to get me or Jack Posobiec or any of these other great people here today. They're trying to get every one of you and break your will and turn America into a tyranny, because if America still exists, the rest of the world will aspire to it, and it will be the model, and freedom will grow. That's why we are target number one. And that's why God created this country. We're not perfect, but we've been the best house in a bad neighborhood, and we have been given a birthright and a destiny by God through free will. If we take on this challenge, we won't just empower our families and ourselves. Through God, we will save the world. And that is what we are doing here today.
I've got homework for every single person in this room. I want to make sure that when you leave here today, turn to the person next to you. Make friends. Get their contact info. Get their whatever, Instagram, TikTok, X, whatever the platform is you use, Telegram. I use Telegram a little too much. We are the unity that they don't want to see. They don't want to see us here on Sunday mornings, uniting, being together, talking about these issues, bringing our people together. They don't want to see you. They want to think you're alone. They want to think you're not animated. They want to think that you're asleep. They don't want these people to be together. They want to put you on lists. Let me tell you something. You want to put me on a list? Put me on all the lists. Put me on every single list you got.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to come after all of us? I don't think so. Because when they come after one of us, like Alex Jones or Steve Bannon or Donald Trump, we're going to say, we've got their back.
Absolutely. So in closing, again, I want to thank TP Action for having me here. I want to thank you all for being here. It's a great honor to be amongst Americans.
Thank you to Charlie. Thank you to Charlie.
Charlie Kirk, everybody. I just want to say in closing, the globalist forces are the ones destroying the dollar. They're the ones maneuvering us into collapse. They're the enemy. The corporate media is dead. They're zombies funded by globalists. They know they have no power. They're totally jealous of the truth. Governor Whitmer with the FBI tried to stage her own kidnapping. So again, we disavow any violence, any offensive violence, any kidnapping, any murder.
And we're going to get to the bottom of January 6th.
And that's where I was going next. We know January 6th was staged. Jack and I were both there and trying to keep people from going in the building. This has been so historic. So the globalist system is dead on arrival, but again, it wants to take us with them, so we can't just oppose the globalists. We have to get back to Americana 2.0 and promote that to the world and have a better system than them, and we are doing it. So again, I want to thank you all for everything you're doing, a lot of other great stuff coming up. I want to thank Jack again, but never forget, the answer to their tyranny, the answer to their New World Order is 1776. God bless you all.
That's a monster, that's a bomb. That's a monster. what I do.
Courage
is by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
If you are receiving
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. So I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just the filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is, and that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with a short 142 days, and it will be short, till the presidential election, the Democrat Party is in a spiral right now. And Joe Biden is in a spiral right now. The result of the Biden policies, the result of the Biden administration is sending the party into a spiral right now. Meanwhile, you juxtapose that with where Trump is at, gaining in the polls, gaining in popularity, gaining in just the cultural phenomenon. The juxtaposition there is clear. But of course, this all kinds of depends. What is the Democrats' strategy? What are they thinking at this point? Are they thinking, well, 2024, it's too hard to win anyway, so let's just send Biden out there. He'll lose. Trump can win, whatever. We'll come back in 2028 and deal with it then. We'll have another 4 years of trying to destroy Trump, and we'll just blame it all on Biden and just let Biden take the fall. And then, oh, okay, well, it's not the Democrat Party's fault. It wasn't even necessarily the policies that we're going to try to bring back. It was just Biden was a bad candidate. Or do they really want to stick with Biden? And they just did a fundraiser for Biden. We'll talk about that more in a second. So, I mean, to pull Biden out now, because any way they do this, they're taking damage. I mean, that's what this is about. Any way they try to deal with Joe Biden, the Democrat Party is taking damage. The embarrassment of having to remove Biden after saying, oh, he's the fittest president ever. He's the greatest candidate we've ever had. Doing all these fundraisers and all these ad campaigns. So to pull Biden after all that commitment and telling you all that, well, that they're taking some damage. That might be the least damage they take, or second least to just losing the election, depending on how you look at it. But then, of course, there's the third option that everybody's talking about. Do the Democrats just remove Biden? And I think that, well, I don't know that the Republicans have any strategy, but I think that at some level, they realize that if they remove Biden for the Democrats, then at this point, with 142 days to the election, they're just doing the Democrats a favor. So I get it. I'm upset that Biden hasn't been impeached. I'm upset that the Biden crime family hasn't been exposed. I mean, we're talking about some of the biggest crimes in political history that the Bidens have committed, and they get nothing. Hunter Biden gets a little BS gun charge. But at this point, strategically, removing Biden from the picture only does the Democrats a favor. And they got their own problems, too, because they have to do a virtual swearing in of Biden before the DNC because they screwed up with their numbers and the DNC comes too late for him to get on the ballot in Ohio. So the DNC is like kind of irrelevant if they swear Biden in virtually. Now, if they don't do that, that might give you a sign that they're going to replace him. Or do you just come out and say, okay, no more Biden, or does something happen to Biden, and then they replace him that way? That might be the most convenient way But either way they do this, they're taking damage. So let's look into some of this Biden news, and then you've got Trump speaking. It's just, here's the problem, and I think this might be an ongoing debate internally with the Democrats. The problem is, with every public appearance, Biden gets worse. So it was D-Day ceremonies. He had to be whisked away, might have soiled himself. Nobody knows. Point is, he had to be whisked away. He's dazed and confused. He's wandering around. He needs help, people guiding him. Then the G7, same story, dazed and confused, literally just walks off from a photo shoot, just wanders off, has to be wrangled back in. And then this weekend at a fundraiser in California, where, by the way, Donald Trump had a more successful fundraiser than Biden did, and he had Bill Clinton and Obama there with him. But here on screen you see, this is Obama having to help Joe Biden off the set. And, you know, Obama in his years now, after his 8 years of the cultural phenomenon politically that he was, I mean, a disgusting, despicable character to us, obviously, but nonetheless, he's gained this level, this aura of arrogance. And in a way, you can kind of see it in that video as he pulls him off the stage and is kind of like patting him on the back like, yeah, old man, you're a joke. I'm the real deal. You're a joke. And it's almost a bad look because in a way you see that and it looks like Obama is even kind of recognizing like, yeah, this guy's shot. But that would be the arrogance of Obama to say, I'm going to put this man down politically. I'm going to show you who Biden really is politically. I'm still the king daddy. So he grabs him by the wrist, leads him off the stage, patting him on the back, like, oh, you've done well. You've done well, old man. Like, oh, I got you. Here, old man. Hold my hand. Here. Let me pat you on the back. Yeah, good job. Let me lead you in. Obviously, you're nobody. I'm still Barack Obama. I'm still bigger and better than you. So, that aside, people think Obama's running the White House anyway. That aside, you've still got 2 weeks, well, I guess less now, a little less than 2 weeks till the first presidential debate. Are they just going to hide Joe Biden for 2 weeks until the debate? Are they just going to throw him in a closet somewhere, throw him in a basement somewhere, and put him in like a hyperbaric chamber or attach him to all these wires? What are they going to do? It's like 11 days or so till the debate. What are they going to do so that he doesn't have any more public appearances? I mean, it's too obvious. He's the president of the United States. And with every public appearance, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. With every public speech, it gets worse and worse and worse. They scripted his questions at G7. He's literally reading off a script. They said that there can't be an audience at the presidential debate. Why would the Biden administration demand a no audience at the presidential debate? Because it'd be too much for Joe. He'd lose his track of thought. He'd lose his mind. He wouldn't know. He'd be dazed and confused again. So yeah, they said no audience at a debate. Never heard of that before. And this whole thing of Biden and Obama making fun of Trump during the fundraiser. Well, Trump raised more money and he did it by himself. And he didn't need celebrities like George Clooney and Julia Roberts and Jimmy Kimmel. Nobody cares what these people think anymore anyway, if they ever did. These people are viewed as complete trash and losers now, actually. You can go to the picture that they posted on Biden's X account of him, Barack, and Jimmy Kimmel. And there's like 2,000 or so replies. Let's not exaggerate. 95% of them are negative. I mean, that might be conservative. It might be 98, 99%. You might have to scroll for 5 minutes just to find a positive comment. So these people are totally despised. And then them making fun of Donald Trump, that only makes him cooler. and he has a better fundraiser in California than even they do without the celebrities. I guess there's always the potential of the big steal. But here's the policies. The wide open border. This is killing Biden. Hartford County Sheriff slams Biden administration over killing of Rachel Morin, just another American killed by a illegal alien, a border invader. Now, this is nowhere near the border. Hartford County Sheriff Jeffrey Galler slammed the Biden administration over the brutal rape and murder of Rachel Morin, a mother of five. A mother of five killed by a Biden border invader. Her killer, Victor Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, was arrested in Oklahoma on Friday. Sheriff Galler said at a press conference yesterday, "I want to direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue." That's the White House for the liberals in the audience. "And to every member in both chambers of Congress." You know, and I was thinking about that too, actually, yesterday. I don't remember the news story I was reading or I was listening to, and it got me really ticked off. And I was thinking, and I mean, ask yourself, how many members of Congress do you trust? I mean, really. How many members of Congress do you trust? 5, 10, 20 maybe? So you're talking a small percentage of congressmen that you probably trust. And even though that there's some congressmen and women I like and I do trust, a Thomas Massey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Rand Paul, it's really a shame because they're all to blame for this, really, at the end of the day. I think it was Mike Johnson speaking. Yeah, that's what it was. I was listening to some conservative talk radio at the house yesterday, putting some stuff together. And every single caller is fed up. Every single caller is sick of this. Every single caller is sick of the corruption. And you know, for InfoWars, for our long-term audience, it's kind of like we've been there for so long, it's like passe or old hat. But the American people have reached this point, and it just hits me with every caller. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's everybody in Congress is to blame for this. Everybody in Congress is to blame for these never-ending wars that we fund. Everybody in Congress is responsible for the wide-open southern border. And that's too bad for the ones that have tried to stop it. That's too bad for the ones that are making a big fuss about it. But it's true. It's true. The entire body of Congress is responsible for the open border. The entire body of Congress is responsible for hundreds of billions of dollars to wars on the other side of the planet that most Americans couldn't even locate on a map. And they're truly sick of it. The headline on Drudge. So again, they have a Biden problem, folks. The Democrats have a Biden problem. And make no mistake about it, even though I can sit here and blame every member of Congress, rightfully so, and a lot of people understand that, the average American blames Biden for these problems. They really don't understand much. It's kind of like things go wrong when Trump's president, they just blame Trump. So things go wrong when Biden's president, they just blame old Biden. It says Obama to the rescue. And the whole story, this is the top of Drudge. It's run by the left now. The top of Drudge, Obama to the rescue. Insinuating, of course, as we know, that Biden needed rescued. Because everybody knows Joe Biden ain't running crap except down his leg. Obama leads frozen Biden off stage during California fundraiser. Frozen! It's like you hit pause on his remote. So, but again, okay, public appearances at the D-Day ceremony, he froze. Public appearances at the G7 this last week, he froze. Public appearance at a fundraiser in California, he froze. So three events in 2 weeks, 3 for 3 as far as freezing is concerned, and Barack literally has to yank him by the wrist and guide him off the stage, like Maloney had to grab him and guide him through the G7, like Macron had to guide him through the D-Day ceremonies, like the White House staff has to guide him around the White House and the White House lawn. He doesn't even know where he is. That is not a figure of speech at this point. That is literally the case. If this wasn't the puppet president, he'd probably be in an assisted care home. If he wasn't a puppet president, he'd be in an assisted living home, and he'd have someone around him 24/7 helping him through the day-to-day. But no, the Democrats are using this guy for all kinds of money laundering and theft and destroying the country with the open border. Even CNN reaching this conclusion with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper says, polls show Joe Biden is a drag on the ticket. Oh. That was on CNN. It's Biden propaganda, Democrat propaganda network, CNN. Polls show Joe Biden is a drag on the ticket. Wow. And they're not talking about those drag queens that they love so much. Tapper didn't have good news for Democrats, highlighting the fact that polls are showing Joe Biden is dragging down the rest of the party ahead of the election in November. Now this is a political realization to say, okay, because this is actually a true phenomenon, that if Biden is the Democrat Party nominee for president, a lot less people are going to show up to vote Democrat. Let's just because I know you say, well, you can't have these discussions without dealing with the election fraud. Well, we can talk about the election fraud, but let's just look at this at a surface level here. The reality is, and this is what people like Jake Tapper are going to realize and start broadcasting to their audience on the left. The realization is if Joe Biden is the nominee, less people are going to show up to vote Democrat, and that's less down ballot Democrat votes. In other words, that gives the Republican Party a major edge in Congress specifically, but also in smaller local races that are going to be on the ticket as well. So they realize that putting Biden on the ticket could cost them the House and the Senate. That's what they realize. Now, this is going to become a talking point inevitably as long as Joe Biden is their nominee. This is going to be a talking point because the reality is if Trump is there and wins and has a massive turnout, then Republicans down ballot in Congress and in local races are going to see the same success. So now you look at it, the Democrats, it's like, well, and this will probably eventually even be the talking point. Joe Biden is not the only one on the ticket. Joe Biden is not the only Democrat on the ticket. We have to think about senators and representatives and everything else. And we could cost ourselves those races with Biden on the ticket. This is inevitably going to become a debate, probably as soon as this week, if CNN's talking about it, and with 11 days till the first presidential debate. Anna Paulina Luna, representative from Florida, predicts Biden will be replaced. Biden will be replaced. The problem with that is then how do they do it? How do they replace Joe Biden as with doing the least amount of damage, as struggle-free as possible? How do they replace Joe Biden? Think of Indiana Jones. I think it's Temple of Doom when he has to remove the relic and replace it with the bag of sand so that the booby trap doesn't cave in. So that's kind of where they're at right now. Maybe they want to remove Joe Biden, but how do you do it without setting the booby trap on yourself and it caving in? You can't just outright say it. Yeah, imagine that's Biden's head. So there's Biden's head on the podium. There's the Democrats like, man, all right, what are we going to do here? Hold on. I'm Barack Obama. I'll think of the plan. Get out of my way.
So they're crafting their plan. How can we remove Joe Biden? There's all kinds of booby traps here. We've got a whole race to think about. See, I told you, if we would have done that, could have killed us. Listen to me, I'm Barack Obama. I run the show. Smarter than you, stupid peasant. They make their approach. How do we remove Joe Biden? Maybe there's an unfortunate accident. Maybe the Republicans will help us remove him by impeaching him and showing all the crimes he's committed. No, that wouldn't really be good for us either, though, but it might help. Maybe we wait for the convention. Problem is, the convention's too late. Maybe we just let him have Ohio. Do we really need Ohio? Maybe we just forget about Ohio. We don't need Ohio. They're going to win Ohio anyway. Screw Ohio. All right, here. How do we replace Joe? This bag of sand should do quite nicely. Yeah, let me see this sand. Yeah, I think this sand would be better than Joe Biden. This bag of sand could be a better president than Joe Biden. Probably get out more voters to vote Democrat. Let's see how this one goes. So, okay, all jokes aside, how are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? Oh, we did it! Yeah, that's what you think. How are they going to do it without causing a bunch of damage to the party in this pivotal election? There's obviously only a slim majority in the Senate that could flip. There's a slim majority in the House. Could go either way. So really, the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, it all hangs in the balance. And they have to do the measurements and say, Joe Biden could cost us the whole deal. But how do we remove him after all the lies we've told? And he's the perfect president. Yeah, that's exactly what they want. Joe Biden napping on the beach. Joe Biden asleep at the wheel. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is. He doesn't need to. Who's really running the show? Barack Obama? Ron Klain? Victoria Nuland? Antony Blinken? Who's really running the White House? They love Joe Biden in there because he doesn't run anything. So we're really in the crunch now. It's the crunch time. The Democrats don't have much longer, folks. And I suppose, I mean, this whole thing is wild. Even if they do the virtual nomination, guys, I don't know, have they even set a date? See if they've set a date for the virtual nomination. I don't think they have. They just have to do it because the Democrat National Convention in mid-August is too late to get on the ballot in Ohio. So I think they were planning on doing it sometime in July. But I guess you could, again, they could just forfeit Ohio. They could do the nomination. They could do the nomination of Biden virtually and then just replace him at the convention anyway and just have a contested convention. Yeah, the official convention is August 19th through the 22nd, but that's too late to get on the Ohio ballot. They couldn't even do the math. So that's why they're doing this virtual convention ahead of time, apparently. But then there's going to be the mass protests outside of the convention. It's going to be all leftists, the Palestinian support groups, same leftist groups, doesn't matter. They're all funded by the same people. They don't know where Palestine is as a map. Even if they have an issue right, they still don't know what's going on. So that's going to be, it's all crazy. So that's the Biden Democrat side. That's the Biden Democrat side. They have to nominate him before August 7th to get him on the ballot. Let's go to the Trump side when we come back from this break.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser, keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand
that this is a revolution against the globalists, that it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. If you don't get a high quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, meanwhile, everything Trump does is gaining his support and popularity, even if it's him getting convicted of crimes. So, I mean, I don't know what you do when that's the case. He spoke at a TPUSA event over the weekend. I want to go to some of those clips now. Let's just go down the list. And guys, we'll just start at the top here. So clip one first, Trump talking about the open border issues in clip one.
Earlier this week, ICE arrested not one, not two, but eight suspected terrorists. They're pouring in at levels that nobody's ever seen before. And we're going to pay a big price. We got to get them out fast. One of the first things I'm doing, we're getting them out fast. According to reports, many of these terrorist savages entered through Joe Biden's open border, and Crooked Joe released them immediately into the United States. He set them loose to spread their terror network all across America under Biden. There has been a, this is, by the way, Border Patrol. This isn't me. Somebody would say, oh, that's Trump. This is Border Patrol. There has been a 3,000% increase in the number of people on the terror watch list crossing the southern border. 3,000%. 3,000%. The choice for every voter this November is clear. You can have a president who lets thousands of radical Islamic terrorists into our country, or you can have a president who throws radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country and gets them out fast.
Now, they just caught in a sting operation 8 suspected terrorists affiliated with ISIS in New York and Philadelphia. It was 3 cities. I forget the other city. They just caught them. And you notice they didn't make a big story out of that. And apparently behind the scenes, the Biden administration is actually panicked right now over a potential terror attack happening before the election, not because they care if Americans die. They couldn't care less. They don't want it to hurt their chances in a presidential election. That's what they really care about. So that's why they had this sting operation run, and they're putting all this pressure on Christopher Wray to make sure any potential terror attacks don't happen ahead of the election. It's all about political power for them. They don't care if you die. They just don't want their election chances to be hurt. So you may have seen that story last week. But the numbers are actually insane. Oh, by the way, and they say they were from Tajikistan. That's exactly where the terrorists in the Moscow theater terror attack came from. And remember, the FBI warned that, oh, if you're an American in Moscow, beware, inevitable terror attack could happen at a crowded event like a theater. Same exact thing happened here a couple months ago. FBI warned terror attack inevitable could happen at a big event like a theater. And then they arrest these 8 potential terrorists from the same country where the Moscow ones came from. But the Biden administration is panicked about that because it'll hurt their election chances. People dying, they couldn't care less. Hurting their election chances, that concerns them. But the numbers are absolutely insane. And we'll get the final numbers, but the verdict is already in. More illegal border entries in 4 years of Joe Biden than the 10 years previous combined. And it's actually you'd have to go back like 16 years. But 4 years of Trump and 6 years of Obama, 4 years of Biden, you have more illegal border entries than the previous 10 years combined. And I think we crunched the numbers. It's actually, you have to go back like 16 or more years to get all the numbers of illegal entries that happened in 4 years under Biden. I mean, the numbers are ludicrous. But as Trump said, it's a 3,000% increase. It's completely insane. Completely insane. But see if the, you ever seen energy like this at, for Biden. And Trump's doing multiple events a week, by the way. They line up for hours before the gates even open. Sometimes 24 hours before, just to get in the front. And so here's just some of the support you see for Trump in clip 2. Now, the only time Biden sees anything like that is when Obama is in the House with him. That's the only time. So Biden has these little rallies every once in a while. Nobody shows up. He can't even fill half a high school gymnasium. The saying, oh, you can't fill a high school gymnasium. Joe Biden can't fill half a high school gymnasium. Trump's getting 10,000, 20,000 at an event. Overflow areas. Yes, that matters. And, you know, here's the phenomenon, too, we have to recognize. More people are paying attention to politics every day.
And even if maybe you were paying attention more in previous years, you don't really lose your understanding. And so more people understand that Trump is getting 10,000, 20,000 or more people at a rally. Joe Biden can't even get 500. More people see and understand that, maybe have even witnessed it firsthand now. Nobody can find a Biden supporter anywhere. It's almost to the point where if I go out, or if I'm out at a restaurant or I'm out at a ball game, I'm all the time now, or I'm in the gym men's locker room, all the time now I hear chatter about what a disaster Joe Biden is. Every single time. Just last night, overheard these guys talking about how horrible the economy has been since Biden took over. Just ripping it to shreds and just ticked off about it. Specifically, they were talking about house renovations and how they had planned on doing house renovations and they can't afford it now because the Biden economy is so bad. The interest rates are so bad. So here's Trump talking about firing Joe Biden, clip three.
With the help of everyone here today, we're going to win the state of Michigan this November. We're going to fire crooked Joe Biden. We are going to evict the Biden crime family from the White House, and we are going to make America great again. Have you heard that expression?
He also talks about potential election fraud and how it has to be too big to rig. We'll respond to that, but here's what he says in clip four.
We want a landslide that is too big to rig. Remember that, too big to rig. How do you win it? There's a point at which they can't cheat. We want a landslide that is too big to rig.
Now, obviously, the fears of a rigged election, by whatever way, shape, or form, are real and persist. And I'm not here to tell you that those fears aren't legitimate, but there's a couple things that need to be addressed, because I hear it all the time. Well, the Republicans have done nothing to stop a rigged election. They've done nothing. Nothing has changed, so why would I think it's changed? Well, actually, that's just not true. The Republicans have done something. And they've done enough that it's actually angered the Democrats, and it's ticked off their friends in the media. Well, what have they done? Well, because the theft in 2020 was so obvious, we got to observe it. We got to observe exactly what they did. We got to watch the vote mules dump 10, 20 ballots multiple times at these drop boxes on video. Okay, so we watched the drop boxes. Done. A plan's been implemented on that. We know that a lot of these ballots that they used did not get signature verified. So they took legal action and they just had victories in multiple states dealing with signature verification, where you can't just assume it is a verified signature anymore. And if it doesn't have a verified signature, it can't count. Well, those did count in 2020. So they've taken care of that issue. We know that they were double, triple, quadruple stuffing ballots in heavily blue areas like Atlanta. We witnessed them do that. Arizona, we witnessed them do that. We have sworn affidavits and eyewitnesses to them doing that. Okay, so we know that that's what they do. These deep blue areas, they triple count the ballots to increase the lead for the Democrats. You really think Georgia is a blue state? Are you kidding me? They were triple and quadruple counting ballots in Fulton County, folks. Duh. And they got caught. They were also pulling secret tranches of ballots out from under the table. You know, we have new listeners here every day. Some people might not even know about this. They had a fake water main break. A what? I don't know. You tell me. They did a fake water main break, and they cleared out the tabulation centers, the biggest one in Atlanta, and they said, oh, go home, there's a water main break. Okay. And then everybody leaves, and then the Democrat Party operatives stay behind and pull out secret tranches of ballots and start stuffing them rapidly, urgently, into the tabulation machines. And then, oh, and then Biden takes the lead and wins. Okay, so we've seen them do that. Okay, well, now we know that that's going on. The Republicans have hired thousands, if not tens of thousands, and trained poll watchers to be on site 24/7 at these tabulation centers. They've also hired lawyers to be on site at these tabulation centers 24/7. Again, remember what they did in Philadelphia? When they were blocking out the windows into the tabulation centers? Gee. It's like, you know, when your young son or daughter brings their first boyfriend or girlfriend home and wants to, you know, close the door to the bedroom or whatever, hey, leave the door open. It's like, no. Oh, yeah, they're going to close the door. Oh, I wonder why. They don't want you to see what's going on in there. It's like, oh, the Democrats don't want you to see what's going on in the tabulation centers. I wonder why. Because they're fucking you. That's why. Oh, yeah, gee whiz. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They don't even hide it. That's how desperate they were. Okay, so we see them do that now. Again, now we'll have lawyers on scene. Poll watchers on scene. They won't be able to do this. And by the way, crew's doing a great job. They're showing all of this. Oh, yeah, there's the mail trucks. I believe that was in Detroit. Happened in Milwaukee, actually, too. It was in Milwaukee and it was in Detroit. Two states the Democrats stole from Trump. And truckloads of ballots show up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, wow, the magic. 3 o'clock in the morning. And then it's 300,000 votes for Biden and, oh, just enough to put him over the edge. And then they call the election and Biden wins. So, I mean, folks, that's what I'm saying. We have the entire story here, that there is no gray area. We have all the evidence, the video evidence, the data evidence, the eyewitness, the sworn affidavits, all of it. The circumstantial evidence. Trump gets 20,000 at a rally, Biden can't get 20. In five states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Trump is winning all day long, all night long. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning, magic ballots show up, put Biden ahead of Trump, and then they stop voting. And we have the footage of them triple counting the ballots. And we have the footage of them delivering the trucks full of ballots. So it's an open shut case. But they tricked us on January 6th and they shut down the legitimate questions and investigations into the elections. They got us. Democrats got us. They stood down national security. They had their provocateurs in the crowd. They got us. So we've learned that too. Hey, we're dealing with professional agitators. We're dealing with professional criminals. We're dealing with professional terrorists. We're dealing with professional election stealers. So they were ahead of us in 2020. We can admit that. That's all right. But now we're on their playing field. Now we know their game plan. Now we know how they rig and cheat and manipulate and stage and lie and deceive. Now, you could still be concerned about the rig, certainly, with good reason. I'm just telling you, when you say nothing's been done, that's just inaccurate. Let's go back to President Trump talking about the future of America, really reaching out. He's been doing this multiple times to the crypto crowd in clip 5.
To further secure America's future and create opportunity for young people, I will end Joe Biden's war on crypto, and we will ensure that the future of crypto and Bitcoin will be made in America. If we don't do it, China will. If we don't do it, other countries will.
Now, this is a total political move, going after that group of voters, which I don't know how big the crypto community really is. I guess it might be millions of people. Maybe he views it as enough to swing the youth vote. But that's totally a political message. And plus, the Trump campaign has leaned into crypto, and there's like Trump coin and all this other stuff. But it's totally a political move there. Maybe it'll be a good one. I don't see the loss. Donald Trump flips on crypto from scam to building a crypto army. Yeah, so he's got his own little crypto thing going on. Whether he believes it or not, or to me, that's just raw politics. I think Trump is doing a lot of just raw politicking right now, to be frank with you. I think a lot of what Trump is saying and doing on his campaign is just raw politics. A lot of the things he's saying, just raw politics, just trying to win an election. So I don't really take any of it too personally or put too much weight in it. And I think crypto is probably one of those things. He realizes that that's a great way to win the youth vote. And maybe there's some crypto people that wouldn't vote. So let's go. Let's get them out and let's vote them, get them to vote for Trump. How about tax cuts? Who's for more taxes, by the way? Only a liberal jackass, I suppose. So here's Trump talking about tax cuts, clip 6.
As part of those tax cuts, I have announced that I will eliminate taxes on tips for restaurant workers and hospitality workers and anyone else relying on tips. No more taxes on tips. No taxes on tips. None.
Yeah.
None.
It should always be that way, but the government is so greedy and the IRS is so greedy. Trump has also floated the idea of ending the income tax. That would be long overdue. In fact, it's kind of an aside. You know, Hulk Hogan just mentioned he wants to run for president. Did you see this? Hulk Hogan says he wants to run for president. And I gotta say, I kinda like some of the things he's talking about, the Hulkster.
I'm the only one that can get the job done, brother.
He is a real American after all. I don't know. If Hulk entered the race tomorrow, Trump, Hogan? Hold on a second.
I'm talking to you, brother.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan came out and attacked the tax system, said it's rigged, says we just need to have a single flat tax. You should pay no more than 10% of any money you ever make, 10% flat tax, and that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Which is definitely better than the system we have now. I've got to tell you, there's just something in me that maybe they play me like a fiddle. I'd probably vote for Hulk. I'd vote Hulk Hogan. Let's just go full Idiocracy. Trump Hogan? Who saw that coming? Trump Hogan 2024. I'm down, brother. Hulk Hogan won't rule out future in politics. I'll
rule with an iron fist, brother.
Yes. Trump Hogan 2024, just saying. I've been feeling the Byron Donalds vice president. I've been feeling that was the way to go. I think the Hulkster's the way to go now. Can you imagine that 6'6" frame? Although he's done so much damage to his body with all those pile drivers and everything over the years. I think he's down like 6'4" now. I want Trump Hogan. I want it. I need it, actually. Start cutting taxes immediately. I mean, just somebody bring Hulk the list of taxes and just have him start cutting them. Just start at the top and go all the way to the bottom. All right. Trump again talking about the Biden border invasion, clip 7.
To fight Joe Biden's inflation, I will stop the Biden migrant. This is a Biden migrant invasion. An estimated 50% of inflation has been caused by the soaring cost of housing, which is skyrocketing due to Joe Biden's tidal wave of illegal immigration and high interest rates. And they're putting these illegal aliens into luxury hotels as our great warriors lie on the streets. We have people that came into our country illegally, and they're living in hotels and even luxury hotels. And our veterans are lying in the streets. How sick is it? Sick.
Think about that. Imagine you're American, you're homeless, maybe you're a veteran, whatever the case is. You're an American citizen, you're homeless, you're living on the streets, and you can actually see this. You can actually watch this happening. It's happening all over the United States. California, New York, And you can actually sit there and watch busload after busload after busload of illegal immigrant come in, and they get to stay in five-star hotels, and they get three hot meals a day. They get any clothing they need. They get any health care they need. They get anything, everything, whatever they want, given to them free of charge. And you're an American citizen. Maybe you're a veteran, and you're sitting there, and you're watching this happen. What a crime that is. Here's Trump talking about Zelensky stealing all of our money in clip 8.
I think Zelensky is maybe the greatest salesman of any politician that's ever lived. Every time he comes to our country, he walks away with $60 billion. And I like him. You know, on the impeachment hoax number one, he was very good. He said, no, the president didn't threaten me at all. He could have been a grandstander and said, I was threatened, right, Matt? He could have said, I was threatened. So I like him. But he's the greatest salesman of all time. He walks in. So now here's the beauty. He just left 4 days ago with $60 billion, and he gets home and he announces that he needs another $60 billion, else it never ends. It never ends.
And Biden promised him.
I will have that settled prior to taking the White House as president-elect. I will have that settled.
Now, keep in mind, Biden said that there's more money where that came from. They signed a 10-year deal to keep the money going, even if Trump wins. Now, he can cancel that. They can pretend like, oh, no, if he does it, they canceled the wall. So it's not like that. There's already a president there. They had this story in the New York Times from the normal suspects like Maggie Haberman. The resistance to a new Trump administration has already started. So they're already resisting the new Trump administration. Like by giving Zelensky all this money, even after Biden is out of office. Trump talking about manufacturing in clip 9.
Under my leadership, we created 500,000 manufacturing jobs in 3 short years. Remember, Biden and Obama would go around saying, we can't manufacture here anymore. That's because we had stupid people leading our country. We lifted up all Americans, black, brown, white, and everybody else. Everyone was doing better. Everybody was doing great. But now, Crooked Joe is doing a hit job on
Michigan. No, it's the Biden economy. It's great. That's why they have to tell you how great it is. All right, we're going to go to the break with Trump making fun of transgender insanity, clip 10.
On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trump over the weekend having a great speech, just like Alex Jones. InfoWars lives on another day. We will be back tomorrow. Happy Father's Day. We'll see you live at band.video and InfoWars.com/show tomorrow.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening
today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.